This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin, no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government on Wednesday strongly condemned North Korea's failed attempt to put a spy satellite in orbit because it used banned missile technology. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters at the White House the focus should be on pressuring Pyongyang not to conduct further launches because they are based on ballistic missile technology prohibited by multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions.
And they continue to develop military capabilities that are a threat not only on the peninsula but to the region.
The North Korean launch prompted air raid sirens to sound in Seoul, the South Korean capital, and a Japanese government warning to people on Okinawa to take shelter. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday the U.S. was serious about peace in Sudan after Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force over a ceasefire and aid access.
We want them to take the opportunity for peace seriously. We're certainly serious about it. We're helping represent and facilitate these conversations. We want to see them act accordingly.
Meanwhile, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni on Wednesday defied international calls to rescind an anti-gay law seen as one of the world's harshest, including a potential death penalty for aggravated homosexuality. Ugandan activists have called on international donors to impose sanctions against the Central African country's leaders over the law. U.S. President Joe Biden, as well as the European Union and U.N. Chief Antonio Guterres, have also slammed the legislation, warning foreign aid and investment for Uganda could be jeopardized unless the law is repealed. Sweden is close to becoming the first so-called smoke-free country in Europe. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The status of being smoke-free means having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Government in Sweden has made it more difficult to smoke in public and more expensive to smoke, but it hasn't stopped everyone. There's also the prevalence of snus, smokeless tobacco. It's banned elsewhere in the EU, but is marketed in Sweden as a cigarette alternative, made by Patrick Hildingsson's company, Swedish Match.
It's part of the Swedish culture. It's like the Swedish equivalent of Italian Parma ham or any other cultural habit.
Health authorities in Sweden are reluctant because of nicotine to advise smokers to switch to snus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two more Republicans are entering the race for their party's 2024 presidential nomination, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Chris Christie, the former governor of the northeastern state of New Jersey, are planning to formally announce their campaigns next week. A third man has been charged in the 2002 shooting death of a member of the American hip-hop trio Run DMC. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jam Master J, Run DMC!
It's the latest in a case that languished for years with witnesses reluctant to speak. Federal prosecutors in New York filed a superseding indictment charging Jay Bryant in the death of Jason Jam Master J Mizell. The 49-year-old Queens man was already in custody on unrelated federal drug charges. In 2020, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr. were also indicted for Jam Master J's murder. The hip-hop trailblazer was shot in the head in his studio. At the time, authorities said it involved a drug deal gone bad. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.